I kind of forgot how we used to start this show, but I think it went something like...
No, it's pretty much like this, just chaos.
We're missing something, yeah. Bow, chicky, wow, wow. All right, let's go on.
That is always a thing, yes.
All right. So welcome, everybody, to your favorite podcast. It's the Joycast. I'm your host, Amiterasu, joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Torrent Senpai, God of Iron,
hello,
and Saint Van 91.
Hey, it's been a minute.
Yeah, Shy Slidey would have joined us, but I don't know. Zencaster is just not working right, so
it is tripping out. It's weird.
His profile is shy.
So. As per usual, we've got some great topics ready for you today. We're talking about Ghost of Tsushima, the DualSense controller, Ubisoft Fast Forward, and the continued ridiculousness surrounding The Last of Us 2. Am I right, Saint Ben?
Yep. Yeah. That's about it. I want to just start insulting people, so let's get this show on the road.
All right. So since we're talking about insults, let's start with The Last of Us 2. The Last of Us 2 Palava, what is going on? Why? What's happening?
People
are stupid is what's happening. Like, apparently people are sending death threats to the voice actress of Abby in the game. Which, massive spoiler alert, if you haven't played the game, or if you plan to, 3, 2, 1. Wait, hold on. Oh, shoot. You guys, some of you actually care about... No, I can't say. But she does a thing in the game that people don't like very much. And so because of that, they send death threats to her voice actress because, you know, gamers...
Why? This is worse than swatting. Why would you do that?
Because they are dumb as balls. As in, my God.
It's just as bad as how people are attacking the Joffrey character from what's that show called?
Game of Thrones.
But Joffrey deserves it, right?
apparently, people...
He was too good at his job.
He was too good. There's no way we can separate him from Joffrey anymore.
the guy too sabi. I'm like, why?
Apparently, people are having difficulty telling reality from, you know, fiction. Because, the woman did a job, and then now she's getting all this heat. Like, you should calm down.
Yeah, it's crazy. And,
she should get
you know, I thought, I played this whole game waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, thinking, what is it that everybody's so upset about? When is it going to come? When is it going to happen? And, like, there was nothing beyond my expectations. And I'm just confused. I don't know why they would send death threats to this person's voice actress. Like, trust me, I do not like Abby in the game. Yeah. I do not like her at all. But I would never send her voice actress. What? Yeah. To me, that's basically insanity.
I think the thing
is that you're worried about Nepal, you're worried about Lagos traffic, you're worried about Corona and lockdown. That's the least of your problem. Those guys are like jobless people staying in someone's squatting in someone's basement.
Like why? Yeah.
Why?
No, it's the dumbest thing. It's the actual dumbest thing. Like why would you be sending death threats to someone that voiced the character? Like it's
right. No, it makes no sense.
And I thought you'd have been to the writer.
No, they already sent Neil Druckmann like a million and five at this point. Like, honestly speaking, he probably gets one every day he goes to, like, he checks his emails or his Twitter anyway. So it's probably fine with it at this point.
That's gotta be crazy though. Like, that's just crazy.
So people can be this emotional for fiction, but when it comes to reality, they're all laissez-faire.
Is apathy all around?
It depends. That's the thing about good story writing and basically character development in a nutshell. When it comes to movies, when it comes to entertainment media, we humans, to a degree, we have a sense of empathy, most of us. So we can put ourselves in these characters' shoes. So when you go over a journey for a length of time, you form an attachment. And with video games, it's even more visceral because there's an even stronger connection because each button press that you make, your character does something. So it's easier for you to fall into that role of, I am this character is me. And it ties you more closely to what you see on the screen. So, I mean, it's possible to cry at watching a movie, to cry when reading a book or get angry at something someone does. Or in this case, if you haven't learned how to manage your emotional responses correctly, send death threats to people you don't like because they portray certain characters doing certain things.
The absurdity of this
situation. By the way, just so we know, when you were mentioning spoilers, I literally took out my headset and I just guessed to stay away from the next 2 minutes. So I actually don't know what Abby does. All I know is that she's buff and I'm very attracted to her. But I'm sure by the time I get to that point, I may hate her guts as well. So we'll see.
Don't worry. I didn't say what she did, so it's fine. Don't worry. I said, I know you have a thing for like really muscular women. It's great.
I love strong women, physically and mentally.
Let me tell you. In that game, guy or girl, there's no match for Abby's muscles in that fucking game. There's no fucking match.
You look so fucking jagged. Oh my god. Choke me, daddy. What's going on here? It was actually
okay, so just to give you some context, right? And I don't think it's a spoiler, this is more like gameplay, right?
Hmm.
You know how Ellie fights, you know, infected and things like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Where she'll take a hammer or a bat or a gun or something, right? Hmm. Abby would give these guys 1, 2, 3,
man,
and throw them on the floor,
and then stamp on their fucking head.
That's how she shows them.
Girlfriend reviews, they were like, see, when you're playing as Abby, you're not scared. You're not afraid.
She's from Themyscira.
You're here with me.
Let's go.
Yeah, the place where you put it, I'd be like, first and foremost, their skill sets are completely different anyway, right? Yeah. And right, when you're Abby, it's like, well, yeah, you know, to do anything stealthy or particularly sneaky, like this person, I have to reach the end of one particular skill tree, right? Before I can do what Ellie can do naturally. So you just embrace Abby's skills. And Abby is a fucking tank. Like, she would just... Like sometimes it's like, oh, no gun? No problem.
My guns are right here. That's great.
It's just amazing. It's not enough for me to want to play the game, but still, it's crazy. I like it.
I think, for what it's worth, I think you'd really enjoy the game.
Me? Have you met me? I don't like violence like that.
It's not survival horror in the same way. It's not survival horror in the same way. It's actually a bit different. Don't get me wrong, the parts of the game where it's totally survival horror, but a lot of that, some of those parts are optional.
Yeah, but it's also just the extreme ultra-violence, like the realistic ultra-violence. It's a bit much for me.
My guy, if you can play fucking Doom Eternal or any Doom, you can play this bloody game.
I'm not killing human beings with lies that shout each other's names when they are killed.
Well, in all fairness, even the little of the first Last of Us that I played, one thing I noticed that they do very well, they're really good at grounding the violence. So somehow it's even more violent than the shit Kratos does or
actually.
So it's like, oh my, you can, it's like this. It's they look real, like real people. Bash, like, oh my God.
I can actually do this. It's not like creative. Yeah. It's
fun-based. I'll tell you the truth. There's some graphic parts where I was just kind of like, you know, I was just like, ew. I was just like, ew.
Yeah. might chill on that for a bit. Who knows?
It was like ew, but at the same time, it was like, I mean, all I thought about every time they would say, "Oh my gosh, they killed," enter name, was, "Oh my god, they killed Kenny." That was all that different about every single time. I was like, "Oh, I've been here, done that."
Like, you have been desensitized, and that's what people are always saying that will happen. I think you know that happened.
The absolute worst.
Moving on from Last of Us to Palava, Ubisoft had a conference recently, announced a bunch of games.
Yeah.
A lot of games we know, some we already knew. Actually, I think everything we knew.
Yo, guys, let me say this once again, yeah? Who else feels Ubisoft has the leak team? They have a team. They just have a team, you know, responsible for leaking IP, for leaking stuff. Like, every year...
Before, I would have called you paranoid, but yeah, I now agree with you.
For like the last 4 years, the last 4 years or so, before E3, before Ubisoft, Fast Forward, whatever, a game would just leak. We'll just show the axis of... what's it called again, for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. We'll just see a pyramid for Assassin's Creed Origin. We'll just note that Nintendo is doing something with Ubisoft random. I'm just like, guys. And it always happens like 2-3 days before the actual announcement. I'm just like,
if they do, I guess it's not the worst strategy in the world, in the sense that it gets people hyped up, or you know, they get like a feel for what people are thinking about what they're about to release.
Let me tell you something. I think it's dangerous. Well, not it's dangerous, but you see, it's like the thing Xbox was doing with their exclusives in air quotes, and it turns out like they've pretty much changed the meaning of what exclusive means all up there.
World premiere. Like,
exclusive. Yeah, world premiere, exclusive, that sort of thing. Exclusive. And like, Ubisoft is doing the same thing with the leaks, and now leaks is like, they're changing the meaning of it. It's not really a leak anymore. Just, oh, we want to pretend as if we're working so hard to hide this, so you want to see even more. It's just like lies.
That's how I fully feel about all these leaks these days. It's like, these leaks, nobody leak. Everybody's using them to test the market.
You just have PlayStation prices, PlayStation 5 price is $700. Everybody's like, no, how can? Oh, yeah, back to the drawing board.
You can't. That's why you don't say, it's actually $200. Hey, oh my gosh, too good to be true.
Pretty much.
I'm just like, they what's it called again? Far Cry just because I was not expecting a new Far Cry. I'd even forgotten about the franchise, to be honest. And then I hear about the trailer. I heard about the leak. Like 24 hours later, Ubisoft now released it. I'm like, okay, it is out. Let us do our own. Let us do. But I'm just like, come on. And that was
has Senior Gustavo.
Yeah, as you see, you know the weird thing about this guy. He's such a nice guy. Like, from what I've seen on his socials, he's such a nice guy. But like, he's always playing such bastards all the time. I don't know.
Good actor.
We hope he's active.
Yeah, but guys, if you're going to speculate on Far Cry 6, yeah, who do you think the main?
What?
Who
is going to be sacrificed because?
Do you think the senior, what's the senior Gustavo? Do you think he's going to be the main bad guy of the game, or is he going to be the villain?
Yeah. He's the main bad guy.
Oh, he's going to be the main bad guy.
Okay, you mean like a switch up, right?
Yeah,
like a switch
up. He might just be there for the prelude or like the first 2 hours of the game.
Yeah, but maybe, perhaps. But then, like, I don't know how his son could be that evil. Because then, would you kill his son? Because at the same time, you're supposed to be someone in the guerrilla army that's opposing him. At that time, that's your main character. So, does the war continue for a long time until your son is an adult, or
time skip?
I mean, they did. You know, they did this thing with Vaas in the Far Cry 3. Oh, Vaas is a very bad guy. Spoiler alert, he dies like halfway through, and it's like, yeah, no, it's actually his sister.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, no.
This is like maybe 6 years too late, but whoa.
y'all never played that game? Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope.
I mean, I didn't play it either, but I know the story because I didn't.
Yeah, do you know? I think I've got all the Far Cries. Or something, but I don't think I've gone past
the
first Far Cry games. I have, like, I've had most of them, but I've just not played them for some weird reason. Like, Primal is just there. I even got the hard copy. It's just there, looking pretty.
I actually played Primal. I enjoyed Primal a lot, actually. Weirdly enough.
Yeah, then there was, what's it called again? Then we finally saw the female version of, what's the name? The character from Assassin's Creed, Evroy, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
I don't know his name. Is it a customizable character? Is it a customizable character? I thought it was just that dude.
No, you can play as both male and female, and I think now you can switch on the fly.
That's nice.
Yeah, that shows the power of the Animus. The Animus has evolved. It's much.
It's much more animacy.
So during the there was more gameplay during the Ubisoft Fast Forward and stuff, and I think whereas you know the first time with Xbox where we were using the male character, this was focused more on the female character and stuff. Mm. So we saw how the dual wielding is. Dolapo, I think you should get on this game.
I am not.
I think you should.
The dual
wielding looks really. It looks really nice.
If
I was going to play an inferior RPG, I'd play an inferior RPG. Not an inferior RPG.
Wow.
That I pretended to be an action game.
Yo, why you gotta be like this?
Because it's true. I will take a look at it, but I don't expect to be impressed.
Then there's what's it called? I think it's
Hyperscape.
Hyperspace, which feels like
Hyperscape,
yes, like skyscraper.
Yeah.
So Hyperscape, which is I think like Ready Player One. It has the Ready Player One vibe for the backstory. But then it's a battle royale that it's vertical.
Yeah.
That's what?
It's like a vertical battle royale. You know, battle royales have mainly been large landscapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one.
So it's like going from one.
So this one is more vertical than horizontal. So you're jumping to the top of buildings and whatnot, having air battles amongst other things. I think the way you win, you don't necessarily win by being the last player. You win by getting the crown that spawns in the middle at the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a battle royale. I mean,
it's a battle royale still, yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Just not your traditional.
Yeah.
And who said that had to be the traditional thing?
It's just a tournament. If it's not like a battle royale of last man standing, it's just a tournament of, like, you know, who can get to the crown first or last or whatever.
Oh, like King of the Hill.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like freaking Royal, I don't know. Royal Rumble. No, it's not even Royal Rumble.
But I think it's like just King of the Hill. Perhaps you can hold the crown, but perhaps maybe you can just die.
Yeah, but this, you know, this also opens up, how I put it, I think opens up new tactics that players can use in Battle Royale game. Do you hide till the end? Okay, the people still do that anyways. But
there's usually a penalty for that.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, it's unlikely that you will win if you do that. Because whoever you're going to, like, speaking from my own Apex experience, sure, if you try and hide to the end, the person that you like is left to be far, far better equipped than you, I will kill you in seconds.
Yeah, it has a similar vibe from the way they explained it. Well, it looks interesting. Free? It's free. It was free on PC.
The open beta is free right now, so I don't know. I assume it's free. It says play for free. That's what it says on the site.
Because I'm not about to pay money for a battle royale. Like, I like Apex, but even that, I'm only paying because it's free.
just
yeah, like, I think it was was there battle royale that tried to launch recently? Oh, isn't it that one with Magic they have to like pay for?
Spellbreaker. Has it launched? I wonder how it's doing.
I'm sure it has.
I didn't know it had launched though.
I don't know. Let's actually find out.
I mean, the fact that we have to ask.
I don't want to say niche, but it's clear they don't have as much marketing money as
I don't think the main game has come. There was just a closed beta recently.
You're right, Torin. It's still stated as a release date for 2020, but nothing specific. There's been closed betas, yes, and announcements, but not an actual launch yet. To the best, from what I can see.
Well, we have to imagine that COVID has had an effect on its release.
It definitely has had an effect on everything. So.
And speaking of effect, there are lots of Ubisoft deals at the moment.
So you can get
the Far Cry bundle. That's like, I think, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for like $17 or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually saw Black Flag for like four pounds something on the store yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. I'm tired of owning Black Flag. I think they have it on 3 consoles.
I have it on PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah.
Just why bad. Are you people like this?
I tell the only Black Flag.
Is it that people are just rich or what?
Nah, I got it for free on each platform.
Wow. Yes, here I am. Having never played Black Flag.
Yeah, but you know, in the past...
not for free. You don't like to pay for all these services now.
Yeah, because they are dumb and they are scams, and I don't like to participate in dumb scams.
But you're gonna play Black Flag right now with your scam.
Yeah, I'm not really missing it though. Like, I'm still umming and ahhing about buying it for £4, so it's like,
you can spend £4 on better things, like Shawarma or Star Wars Battlefront 2.
You say somebody is rude, but here you are being rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm just saying it's going real cheap and it's worth a play because I'm having fun with it right now. It's one of the games that I'm playing in between Final Fantasy 14 and Monster Hunter. Actually, fighting this hell of a thing. I'm sorry. Why did I take things off topic? You guys were actually talking about important things.
something weird that I saw during the pre, what's it called? I call it the pre-show or whatever. Speaking of Ghost Recon Wildlands, they now introduce AI.
Oh, and,
AI coordinates.
They've given up on the idea of people wanting to play this game with their friends. It's like, no one needs their friends that much. Let's just keep them here.
I remember watching it. It's
actually hilarious.
All this was in the first Ghost Recon Wildland and stuff. Mm-hmm. When they presented it, was like it was new tech or like something new. I'm like, no, you've done it before.
Why are y'all lying? Why? You don't have to lie.
Like, just lie or provoke. Like, you've seen this before.
I've actually heard.
Like, they went the reverse. The first Wildlands, you had to play with your AI squad. Then later on, they removed the AI and let you have the ability to play by yourself. Then in Breakpoint, they said, no, you must play by yourself. Then after, they said, you know what?
Oh, I was going to be like that, huh? And everyone just like left. And
honestly, this is just sad.
And so I said, I'm like, what is going on here? Just what? Then the funny thing was they presented the most thing, Watchdog Legion. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it, wait, but this game was supposed to have come out in February, right?
Which game?
Watchdog Legion.
Don't worry, that one is on the shelf.
I'm like, I think it was supposed to come out in February.
It's shocking that they'll just tell you that it's exclusive to the next generation. Because what they are trying to do with that game, almost see the ambition is wild though, but I'm just thinking about my poor PS4 slave trying to do what that game is attempting to do, and I can hear it straightening. Like, it's like, hey, yeah, you might be breathing heavily after a marathon. That's what I'm thinking about.
PS4 slim is only the parts that's holding it back. Everything else you can do what is required from Watchdog Legion. So I think it's possible.
Okay. So I'm just like, I just felt betrayed. I just felt like, you guys, this game, I should be playing it already. I should be playing it already. Trying to be cyberpunk. Yeah,
Man, Cyberpunk is one day you just go to the like CD Projekt Red website and you just see release date TBD.
That game is coming out 2077. You guys don't want to listen. Bro, they tried to tell you from the beginning. Y'all didn't want to listen. Obviously, I know that things have to be delayed, especially now in this period, but I remember people saying that, oh my god, this game is going to be like absolutely game of the year, guaranteed, it's going to crush everything. And I remember some people saying that Square Enix was scared of them because Final Fantasy VII was a move, so they clearly didn't want any competition. And I'm just like, bro, worry about the game coming out at all. At this point, it could still be vaporware. We don't know.
I'm so sorry. I was saying that whatever they took out
Wall Running or something, like, mate.
Yeah, they took out Wall and after they finished that.
CD Projekt Red, if you're listening, we actually really respect and like you. It's just
it's like, look, you guys, you already made The Witcher 3, okay? You're already sitting on your boats of cash. You can handle a little bit of ribbon. Y'all better get to work. Shit.
Damn. You know what? But as long as they're not like chaining their devs to their death, it's fine.
Yeah, to be honest, that's the most important.
Not physically, thing. Anyway.
I mean, I suppose so.
Please don't give me that visual.
They should take cues from Nintendo. Apparently, they're really good. I think with Animal Crossing specifically, I know that was a thing where they're saying that, okay, listen, we know you want this game, but we also want the people who make the game to still be alive.
You know, so like, we would do. Like, we would like.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it'd be nice if they didn't need, like, emergency surgery or some shit after they've like, done, you know, the
we would like very much for them to have lives and families that, you know, at the end of the day. So,
yeah.
We're going to go ahead and name this
Yeah, and if what that means is like fewer games, to be honest, I'm happy with that, to be quite honest.
I mean, they're human beings, allegedly.
Yeah, so we just hope that you know, the way to be worth it and they don't kill themselves in the process is like, and when none of us is going anywhere right now, so.
Oh, that's depressing. Ooh, Prototype is going for
So, I mean, did we cover all the games that came out? You play or
the drums? Those are the whole ones for Kiba.
I mean, Just Dance is coming. if you want to come at Just Dance,
always comes. So
what Just comes? Block him now.
Wow, all this violence, what did I do? What has been my crime? I did nothing wrong.
Why did she just suggest the as well?
I'm sure Ghost of Tsushima 2 might be coming out as well, because Ubisoft made that one.
What game?
Oh my god.
There was nothing on Beyond Good and Evil.
Which is surprising.
It's not surprising at all, because first of all,
I'm not gaming development for this last generation.
Look, let me tell you something. I will tell you without a shadow of doubt in my mind, I truly believe that trailer for Beyond Good and Evil, that was just to raise their stock prices. That was literally just for the investors to see people getting excited about something that they know they're not going to do anytime soon. It's like, hey, look, we still have some value. Don't take all your money elsewhere. I'm convinced that's what that was about.
They did the whole thing where they were working on the engine and they were showing us the kind of scale they were going for.
First of all, it's easy. Now we know how easy it is to lie about stuff like that post Watch Dogs. Okay, we know they're the kings of spin at this point in time. You know, and remember what No Man's Sky was supposed to be at launch, and then look how it came out. It eventually got there. It eventually got there, yes, but it showed that it's also,
No, I mean, like No Man's Sky has gained a small dot of emotion in my heart, because it was an indie company. They were trying. They were an indie company that was picked up by Sony unexpectedly, and they got in over their heads.
Yeah, see, let me tell you something. What these guys did is absolutely incredible. The issue is just that they overpromised too soon. And the things that they've done remarkably well, because they've, to the best of my knowledge, all the things that they said they were bringing in, at this point in the game, it's actually all in now. Unless I've missed my mark. All the things they originally said they deliver on, they have. The issue is just that, obviously, it was...
I bought it very, very cheap when it was still crap, and it was still, I'm like, the updates have been free.
you're a very silly person.
Now we can play it on Game Pass.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Game Pass.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Wow, so enthusiastic.
What? I don't have Game Pass. Why would I care?
but there's one thing that's been kind of there's one other thing that we have to talk about today that is kind of interesting. We saw the live stream of the DualSense controller hands on. Now, exciting, sure, yes. Although, like, you know, I don't know what I got from the hands-on, except for seeing someone else get hands on it and just being reminded that I have hands on it.
No. So, what you do know is that there are no paddle shifts at the back.
Sony cars Genjutsu on all of you.
I never personally thought there were going to be anything at the back. But
I thought there'd at least be a little button. A button or something that's like flush with the controller itself, which is what I assumed.
Like the zip button in Nintendo 64, no?
Or what if it's all completely touch? I might send them back to him. He might be touched. It's like the Vita. It could entirely be that. And if it turns out to be that, oh my god, I will laugh at your faces so hard. Oh, but
have I ever told you you're not a good person? I feel like I should tell you more often that you're not a good person.
Well, I feel like this is quite unnecessary. This attack on my character. I don't see what the need for this violence is, and it's quite unnecessary. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it was just kind of annoying to me. Like, it's just like I was looking at a person, I was just going, oh, look, I'm just touching it all the time, and you can't have it, but I do. And then, I'm just like, man, get the shit out of here. Like, yeah, why? Why is it such a big deal? If it was for something as wildly different as the Wii nunchucks, yeah, okay, I would understand, like, a whole press conference, like, that, something like a Wii nunchuck deserves, like, a whole press conference or whatever, saying, oh, this is how different this, da-da-da-da-da. But this one is, like, it's just another controller that's bigger, and it has one or two
new functions. From Xbox.
Stop it. They all rip off from each other. It's all imagined design. It's going towards a single perfect controller in, like, 14 years. So it doesn't matter yet.
And they didn't. I don't think I watched it to the end. But did they mention anything about compatibility with older control, or older controllers having compatibility with the PS5? All I heard was new generation. So we're focusing on the new. When they talked about continuity and stuff like similar to Xbox, the guy was mum about it.
Yeah, that always makes me nervous. It's just like, we're gonna make you pay for all this crap all over again. Prepare yourselves and your wallet. That's what I fear. But to be honest, I think Torin and I were discussing this a little bit earlier, that because the reason why I believe, or rather I hope, that a PS4 controller should be compatible with the PS5 is because of the fact that they introduced that new attachment to go to the back of the PS4. And it's like, why introduce this peripheral so late in the console's life cycle if it wasn't going to be relevant for much longer? You know? Like,
I forgot that thing existed.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Because it just came out like one and done, pretty much. You know? Like, it would make sense if it was compatible, if it enabled you to, like, link up with the PS5 or something. Then, okay. That would be it.
This is going to be fun times. When this thing finally comes out, that we can look at it and be like, wow, this is really a thing. But until then...
Yeah. I still don't like the console design.
I still think it should have been called DualShock 5.
Yes, that too. Like dual sense.
I still think they should have called that in DualShock 5.
Why are you calling it dual sense?
There's no more rumble. Really,
I'm just ready for it to be inside my hands and me just play and see what it's all about. And let me know, is it actually great or is it shit? That's all I want to know. You know?
I suppose. Yeah, it'd be nice. And I was just thinking to myself, playing Spider-Man, they might do some interesting things with the haptic feedback regarding web swinging, which would be dope. True. That's pretty dope.
You would feel even more like Spider-Man.
I think any game that they're putting out personally, when the thing launches, are just going to be showcases to what they're hoping can happen in the future that'll get people excited. That's what I think. They're all going to be showcases.
If you remember when Infamous Second Son came out, that, oh wow, you had to use the touchpad to do things, and then you can turn the controller on the side and spray, and then use it like a spray can. Ooh, that was the hindsight now, looking at those mechanics, it just seemed like intrusive. Like, what kind of stress is this? Can't I do this in button presses? Like, because we were trying to show off the
They're trying to build immersion, and I don't know. Maybe if more people tried it, it could have come to something. But I mean, it was when I played Infamous Second Son like fairly late. In fact, I think only a couple actually got to play and finish it maybe a couple years ago. In fact, and I had fun with it. And so when he then told me to like turn my controller to the side, I was like, wait, what? How is this going to help? And then I was doing it, and I was just like, oh, shit, I forgot this was a feature. It has the axial thingy. Oh, man. So I enjoyed it for a while, to be honest. So it was interesting. I mean, after a while, I was just like, okay, here we go. Man, like, I have to switch positions or whatever. But I feel like it's always interesting seeing the new way things can use new tech. Obviously, they have much to learn from Nintendo in that regard, in how to use their gimmicks to their full potential. Well, I guess it has to do with building entire games off the gimmick, which means that there's less parity. So it's a trade-off, I suppose. So it might make sense only for exclusives.
Speaking of games that are pushing the boundary of the controllers and the consoles and stuff, Ghost of Tsushima.
The swan song. Unbelievable. The game is unbelievable. I mean, I had no doubt that Sucker Punch would knock it out of the park. They haven't failed yet, in my opinion. So it was a pretty safe bet. See how that is going to be good. I mean, it's really nice to see. And definitely good to get me involved with that at some point. Like, what's up? And it's so funny because now they made the Assassin's Creed game that Ubisoft so many years ago.
Ubisoft keeps refusing to make us, keeps making crappy RPGs.
But they decided on this direction. Maybe with the new fella at the helm, they might change direction for the next game.
Maybe it might be too late. I mean, if they do that, and if by accident Capcom decides to vex and say, "All right, bitches, Onimusha now." What then? It's gonna be dope, but I feel like Ubisoft will play catch up at that point in time.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for Ghost. In fact, it just finished installing as we were speaking.
Wow!
This is his way of saying he's gonna shut down the podcast now. Like, okay, everyone, get out. I'm busy.
Guys, so brutal. Guys, brutal.
It is what it is.
I got some plans tonight. That's
the
all.
Game is the game.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticsNG. That's JoysticsNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We just covered Apex Legends Season 5 update with Loba. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.